At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday night after your Jacksonville Jaguars have taken down the Atlanta Falcons 31-0 in Atlanta in their preseason finale, 3-0 for the second straight preseason for your Jaguars. Don't listen to too many folks over on Twitter, right, telling you that it's only because the starters weren't playing for the Falcons. We're going to get into this one. We're going to recap it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Fired up to be talking some Jags football with y'all on a Friday night. So, Falcons did not have their starters playing. The Jaguars were also missing a fair amount of important players in this one. Arik Armstead not available yet. C.J. Beathard, third-string quarterback, was not available. E.J. Perry took his place. No Christian Braswell, no Tashaun Gibson, no Christian Kirk, no Foye Aluke, and Keelan Robinson, Daniel Thomas, Andrew Wingard. All those guys did not play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, but starting quarterback, he played. A lot of the starting defense played, including Tyson Campbell, Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker. We're going to break down the first few drives of the starters and then get into some more notes for this one. Again, thank y'all so much for tuning in here. So, first defensive drive. Jaguars kicked off to the Falcons. You had Tyson Campbell coming out with a big PBU on a slant. They immediately try to test the number one corner in Duval. Does not go well for the Atlanta Falcons, unsurprisingly. The Falcons did pick up a first down on third down where they picked up a Jaguars pass rush really well. Was a little concerned with that at the moment. There was also a wide open drop by a Falcons receiver in the flat on that first drive. But the Jags defense tightened up. Jags got off the field after Mason Smith got a quick pressure on second down, and then Trayvon Walker gets a pressure that forces an errant pass on third down. So Jags, they gave up some yards early on to Taylor Heinicke and this Falcons offense, but they tightened up. And then the first offensive drive, a couple mistakes, right? You had an illegal downfield on Ezra Cleveland. You want to get that cleaned up. You had a quick interior pressure given up. And we'll go back and we'll rewatch the offense and the defense, have our offensive and defensive standouts, and have some more in-depth breakdowns of what happened here. But again, on this first offensive drive, you had an illegal man downfield. You don't want to see that. You had a quick interior pressure, but Trevor Lawrence and his receivers, they were able to get it popping in a big way. And despite that quick interior pressure where Trevor Lawrence actually got hit and the Falcons got called for roughing the passer, Lawrence was able to hit Parker Washington close to the sideline on a very impressive throw. And that passing offense got going after Travis Etienne was able to pick up 26 yards on two carries. And then big touchdown to Evan Engram to cap it all off. It was a fantastic throw by Trevor Lawrence, a great route by Evan Engram, and a great catch by Evan Engram. Very cool to see, and that was just the beginning for the Trevor Lawrence and Evan Engram connection. But getting back into the defensive side of the ball with the Jaguars up 7-0, Trayvon Walker got it going on this next drive, continued to get it going, had a bull rush that kind of threw timing off and was able to deflect a pass and almost intercepted by Jordan Jefferson. Tyson Campbell, he got targeted on one down the field on fourth down, locked it down. So I thought that, you know, Tyson Campbell was playing incredible. You had an impressive tackle as well by Travis Gibson that helped the Jaguars ensure that they were going to get off the field defensively. Otherwise, that would have ended up being a first down on a run play. Travis Gibson limited it to about 5 yards. So impressive play by Travis Gibson, who, in my opinion, continues to play well. Second drive for the defense, again, not perfect, but they put an end to the Falcons' drive relatively quickly after they got past the 50-yard line. And then the second offensive drive, I mean, Travis Etienne continued to get the job done. So did Trevor Lawrence. He was playing incredibly well. Some of the throws he was making, like, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. Those tight window throws, they're just amazing throws, bottom line. Trevor Lawrence was dialed in tonight, kind of like he was during the last real practice that we were able to watch this week, you know, end of training camp this week. Lawrence was unbelievable, didn't have a pass hit the ground in that practice other than a couple drops, and it's kind of what you saw again tonight, right? He played so well, whether he was on the run, whether he was taking shots at the sideline, getting rid of the ball quickly, taking shots to Brian Thomas Jr. down the field. He looked incredible. And then again, Lawrence to Ingram, you had 4 targets, 4 catches, 28 yards, 2 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence ended up getting 8 completions on 10 attempts, 92 yards, 2 scores. Again, both of those were to Evan Ingram. Travis Etienne did a great job too. I think 7 carries for 47 yards, something like that. Evan Ingram, a fantastic game. Parker Washington was really showing out. And he's shown out throughout the preseason and training camp, but I thought this was really impressive. And again, Trevor Lawrence had his first connection with Brian Thomas Jr. in a preseason game so far. And as I've mentioned throughout the week, that's really no fault of either of theirs. Like, Trevor Lawrence just hadn't played much until this game in the preseason, but Brian Thomas Jr. and Trevor Lawrence, that was a thing of beauty. The dig down the field off of play action, you can get used to seeing that. No doubt about it. So, recapping kind of what you saw from the Jaguars offense and defense, the offense looked fantastic. Jaguars starting offense, 14 points. Yes, it was against the Falcons backups. No, it does not matter. Like, perception is, oh yeah, they did it against backups. And that is true. They absolutely did. But from a coaching standpoint, from a time on task standpoint, you saw everything you wanted to see from the Jaguars on offense. Outside of a couple mistakes here and there, I thought that the running game did a good job, especially blocking up front. They opened up some holes for Travis Etienne. They really did. So I think that there's encouraging signs on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It was impressive, but there was also some things that gave me pause. And I think that's why the defense, starting defense, played the entire first half, is because they weren't firing on all cylinders quite as much as the offense. You saw Ronald Darby get beat a couple times. You saw some holes in the run game that were a little concerning. Maybe if you have an Eric Armstead and a Foye Luke and things look a little bit better in that regard. But against backups, you really don't want to see that. And again, if they did what they did against starters in this game, sure, you could say this was a fantastic all-around performance by the Jaguars starting defense. But again, this was against backups. So while there were some great performances defensively that need to be noted, and we will note them, overall for the Jags starting defense, I thought it could have been a little bit cleaner. And I think the coaching staff thought it could have been a little bit cleaner as well. But some individuals that were really good, obviously Trayvon Walker, we've mentioned a couple times. he was in the backfield consistently. Tyson Campbell was amazing. Two pass breakups or two passes defended. They wanted to target him. I'm not sure why, but they did, and it did not work out for them. Travis Gibson, that big-time run stop where if he didn't make that tackle, who knows how many yards that running back ends up getting. Josh Hines-Allen got plenty of push as well up front. You saw Devin Lloyd blitzing, and he was in there on a couple of those pressures Trayvon Walker got. Cool to see that. He was doing a good job. But again, the starters, even though there was some mixed results, they did not give up any points. And they did tighten up once the Falcons would pass midfield. So I think you can feel good overall. I really do. With the Jaguars starters. Darnell Savage, who got his first preseason action, he had a pass breakup. That was good to see. Mason Smith got some reps with the starters. He's not necessarily a starter, right? But rookie second-round pick, he was able to flash into the backfield incredibly quickly. Of course, I think he got there a little bit too quick. Taylor Heinicke was able to duck. And Taylor Heinicke is a mobile quarterback. He's able to maneuver the pocket and make some big boys miss. But overall, I think you saw what you wanted to see from the Jaguars starters for the most part. Tighten up the run defense a little bit. Make sure that you're not allowing any easy completions. But good day's work. Solid day's work for the Jaguars starters. And then you have the backups coming in. I thought offensively the backups did a fantastic job. Was it Mac Jones' cleanest performance? No, he was not perfect. But he still made a lot of damn good throws in this game. He really did. Whether it was throwing the ball down the field, having to rifle it in there in some tight spots, having to hit some out routes, he played a darn good game, and I want to commend him for that. I think he certainly has had the type of preseason that can get some teams around the league a little excited about, you know, maybe this guy could do something for us in the future. And I certainly think the Jaguars should be excited about him being their backup. I thought Tank Bigsby ran hard. He looked good overall. How about Elijah Cooks going up for a big-time touchdown grab? Got a foot and his knee down inbounds. It was a great catch to keep concentration to be able to not bobble that football at all going to the ground and also get the foot and the knee down inbounds. Elijah Cooks needed a play like that, quite frankly. He got one in this game, so that was great. And Tim Jones, he had a big play too, picking up a third down grab, running towards the sideline full speed. Mac Jones hit him in stride, third and short. That was a big play. So you've got some guys really competing for the back of the roster at wide receiver. Dearness Johnson was running really well before he fumbled the ball. Hance was able to pick it up, though, so no harm, no foul there, but obviously you got to keep it high and tight. Austin Trammell continues to impress me, whether it's on special teams, catching passes, running routes. It's going to be hard to cut that guy, even though he is kind of the prototype of several other players you have on your roster that are going to be sticking around, the slot type of receiver. He's been really good, and Devin Duvernay played well. Jalen Jackson getting his touchdown in the preseason, that was awesome to see, a guy I've loved to watch. And then Gary Brightwell looked really good running the football as well. So many good performances. And then looking at the defense a little bit, I thought Tyler Lacy was able to make some plays. Terrell Edmonds as well, those two guys combined for a run stuff. DJ Coleman was flying around the football. He had a run stuff, had a pressure. Ventrell Miller, he played well. Fired downhill, was also able to do a great job getting a stop on fourth down, preventing a first down in coverage. Cam Little, rookie kicker, he was perfect. What else do you want to see? 31-0, right? Roster cuts are coming on Tuesday. Down to 53, from 90 to 53. That's going to be pretty brutal. There's a lot of good football players on that Jaguars roster. We're going to end up seeing, you know, how the Jaguars want to build this roster, what they value at the back end of these position rooms. I'm glad I'm not having to make the decisions, because as you all know, if you've been paying attention, I think it's going to be really difficult on defense. I think there's some tough questions on offense as well. So numbers game, big time. But Jaguars, they can enjoy this one for the night, and then you're going to start to see roster cuts maybe over the weekend, certainly into Monday and Tuesday. Got to get from 90 down to 53, going to lose 37 roster spots. Beautiful thing is, though, plenty of these guys can get back on the practice squad or find work elsewhere. So not all is lost. Like, not all hope is lost for the guys that don't make the initial 53. But that's going to do it here. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good Friday night.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.